It is 22 minutes after 5 to debate or not to debate. That is the question in the camps of the three contenders for the leadership of the new Canadian Conservative Party. Belinda Stronach declined an invitation from CBC News World to take on Stephen Harper and Tony Clement on a coast-to-coast broadcast. Her managers say she will participate only in party-sponsored exchanges. John Osler is a former Progressive Conservative, and Jeremy Hexham is a former Canadian Alliance member. Both have agreed to pop in for a visit every couple of weeks between now and the vote on March the 20th, and I have the two of them in the studio. Hi.
Hi, Jeff.
Good afternoon.
John, smart politics for Belinda to say no to this?
Well, I'm not sure of all of the reasons for why she's saying no, but certainly this is a strategy that many successful candidates have used in the past. Pierre Trudeau in 1980 stayed very much behind the scenes as much as he could, and that was obviously a successful strategy. I don't think that the debates for the leadership of the Conservative Party are resonating with people nationally, so this is all about signing up members, selling memberships. Missing a debate here or there isn't going to make a difference.
Well, and there were a lot of offers. My understanding is that one of Belinda's people was saying, look, we had at one point 8 televised debates on the table here, and we finally said, no, this is, let's wait until the party gets a big event together and just do the one. So, Jeremy, does that make sense for you? You've worked on political campaigns.
Oh, I think it makes sense, but I mean, I'm still waiting to find out when these debates will be, because I mean, I'm still undecided on who I'm going to support. With Belinda not taking part in this debate, I must say it did turn me off her quite a bit because, I mean, the media reports and from what I'm hearing is she's still evading questions. Jeff, any of your listeners, yourself, John, myself, if you give us a speech and enough time to practice it, we're going to sound great. We're going to wow people. Mm. But it's when you start asking us questions, that's when the real issue is, and that's what I want to start hearing from these candidates.
So, John, doesn't she have to come out of the bubble at some point?
Well, I think she's out of the bubble. I mean, she's attending party functions. She's out speaking to delegates. She's speaking to the Canadian people. If she wasn't doing those things with some success, she wouldn't be as high profile as she is. She is striking a chord with people. She has a lot of support in the party, particularly in Quebec. So the debate doesn't make a difference to me. This is about organizing, winning the leadership, and taking on the Liberals in a much more successful way, probably much sooner than we thought.
But, Jeremy, it does make a difference. Her participation, regardless of how she would have done, her participation makes a difference.
Yeah, as I said, you can give a speech, and it doesn't mean I'm going to it's going to sound great, but until you start telling me and answering questions, Stockwell Day did the same thing. He'd go in, make these big speeches, get really rawed everybody up, and leave. And Stephen Harper would, you know, spend 35 to 45 minutes giving a speech, and the next hour
answering questions,
and then the next half an hour to 45 minutes after that talking to people individually. And I'm not hearing Belinda doing that, or Tony Clement, for that matter. I mean, I haven't heard a thing from Tony Clement's campaign yet.
And John, are you getting anything from the Clement campaign? I thought he did actually fairly well in the debate with Harper. He came across as a bit of a, you know, he was really obviously going after the guy he thinks is the front runner. But I must say, besides that, the campaign doesn't seem to be, you know, coming off the runway.
It seems very low profile. His card is that he's got the Ontario constituency. He's a former member of the government. He ran for the leadership of the government, and his success depends on winning Ontario. His problem is that he lost the leadership of his party, and he lost a seat in the last election. It's going to be very difficult for him.
Is he not a? Is he still a contender, Jeremy?
Well, until I hear something out of him, no.
Well,
we've been doing this for a couple weeks now, and so far I've received 2 phone calls from people claiming to be on Harper's campaign and a piece of mail from Harper. And after our last show, I did, in fact, receive a recorded telephone call from Belinda.
That's more than I got. I thought I was more supportive.
You're more supportive.
And these guys have got to start. And, I mean, they're losing the campaign now to the Liberals, the front page of the scandal. And so things are they're not getting the same information that they once did. And so I'm here as a member saying, look, I want some information from the different campaigns.
John, is it a problem that it's true to say that certainly the problems chez Martin are somewhat bumping this race off the front pages, but is that necessarily a bad thing for a party that's undergoing its own, what is an internal review of who should lead it?
I think it's a bad thing, but I think a very faint breeze would have blown this race off the front pages. It hasn't stuck to the to Canadians. Canadians aren't thinking about it. Fortunately, what you can say about this scandal is that it speaks to two parties now, and Canadians are going to have to make a comparison. The Conservatives are a very, very long way from being a contender in the next election. I doubt anybody who says that the Conservatives have a shot, but it may make people start to compare sooner than we thought.
But, John, if this scandal keeps going, you never know. The person who wins this election stands a chance of being the next Prime Minister of Canada. I mean, who would have thought this scandal would have broken 2 weeks ago? I mean, it wasn't even on the radar.
Yeah, but if it broke during an election campaign, you know, maybe you'd be right.
Yeah, more stuff came out.
But this is a leadership campaign. In the meantime, as I kept seeing reported, the Tories are being distracted now by the problems in Mr. Martin's camp. Let me ask you this. Are we starting to see... I love the line that where Belinda Stronach is saying that you know, she smoked it in high school but would not consider decriminalizing it. I thought that was like Clinton's, I smoked it but I didn't inhale. Are we starting to see any differences on policy among these three candidates, John?
I'm not sure, because I haven't heard Stephen Harper or Tony Clement say anything about policy. Two weeks ago, I said, I know where Belinda Stronach stands on same-sex marriage. I know where she stands on health care. I know where she stands on the gun registry. I haven't heard anything from the other two, so I can't answer that question.
What about you, Jeremy?
Same thing. I mean, we're not hearing anything. I mean, come on, campaigns.
Yeah.
Start talking to us.
But they're in an intriguing dilemma here, because you don't want to be seen as a putative party leader to be making policy for the party, right? And there was no time to hold a policy convention or to get some policy up and running. That will have to take place after the leadership race. So I can understand why they're being somewhat circumspect. Can you see that they don't want to get out in front of the party on this?
Part of it has to do with the profile of these three candidates. And I dare say that if somebody like Mike Harris had run, or Bernard Lord, somebody with a national profile as a leader, then I think they could lead the party in a campaign with policy. But none of the three candidates has that profile.
On that note, we will leave it for a couple of weeks. We'll have you back on March the 1st. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
That's John Osler. John's a former Progressive Conservative. Jeremy Hexham, a former Canadian Alliance member. And we will check in with both of them again Monday, March the 1st, for an update on the race to lead the new Conservative Party of Canada.